From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. Congressional investigators say three previously undisclosed defects in a critical safety device may have contributed to the massive oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico. The rig was owned by Transocean and leased by BP. NPR's Peter Overby has details.
The problems are in the blowout preventer, a stack of hydraulic rams and seals that sit on the wellhead deep undersea. The device failed to function when a blowout killed 11 workers on the rig, sank the rig itself, and caused the still worsening oil spill. At a hearing today, Democratic Congressman Bart Stupak of Michigan said the blowout preventer seemed to be leaking hydraulic fluid from a loose fitting. He said the unit had been modified, a piece of testing equipment had been installed in place of a ram that could have reduced the oil flow, and he said a control pod had a dead battery. That would have disabled an emergency backup called a dead man switch. Peter Overby, NPR News, Washington.
Senate lawmakers are slowly making their way through proposed amendments to the Senate Financial Regulatory Overhaul Bill. NPR's Audie Cornish has more from Capitol Hill.
Lawmakers focused on the issue of loan underwriting standards. The Senate approved an amendment that would make lenders verify that a home buyer had enough income and assets to eventually repay their loan. Oregon Senator Jeff Merkley sponsored the measure.
This is critical to end no-document liar loans, a big factor in the meltdown that occurred last year.
The provision also tries to discourage mortgage brokers from steering borrowers into high-cost loans by barring brokers from getting bonus payments based on the terms of a loan. The Senate rejected a similar proposal that would have required home buyers to put down at least 5% on a home purchase. Audie Cornish, NPR News, the Capitol.
Senate has rejected a Republican measure that would have weakened proposed new rules for the unpoliced $615 trillion over-the-counter derivatives market. The first man to walk on the moon in 1969 had some critical words for the Obama administration's plans to revamp the human space program today. Neil Armstrong, joined by fellow astronaut Eugene Cernan, told a Senate committee the administration's current blueprint would cede a hard-won U.S. advantage in space.
If the leadership we have acquired through our investment is simply allowed to fade away, other nations will surely step in where we have faltered.
President Obama has said he's committed to manned space flight and envisions sending astronauts to an asteroid and by the mid-2030s on to Mars, wherever the administration's proposal would eliminate the Bush administration's goal of establishing a permanent presence on the moon. Stocks gained ground for a third straight day, capping the biggest three-day run for the markets in some 10 months. Shares were boosted after Spain unveiled an austerity plan that reassured some investors Europe is making inroads in terms of dealing with its debt. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 140. 48 points today. This is NPR. The mothers of three American hikers who have been in an Iranian jail since July have picked up visas that will permit them to visit their children. Mothers announced they hope to be able to travel to Tehran next week. Family members of the hikers have also said they hope to be able to meet with Iranian authorities, but don't know whether they will be granted a meeting. Iran has accused the three hikers of spying on behalf of the U.S. government after they reportedly crossed into Iran from neighboring Iraq. The Walmart Foundation is announcing it will donate $2 billion in food and funds over the next 5 years to the nation's food banks. It's believed to be the biggest contribution of its kind to help alleviate hunger in the U.S. NPR's Pam Fessler reports.
Most of the contributions will come in the form of food collected from Walmart and Sam's Club sites and delivered to food banks across the country. Anti-hunger activists say they're thrilled. Terry Shannon is president of St. Mary's Food Bank Alliance in Phoenix, Arizona, which already relies on tens of thousands of pounds in Walmart food donations each week.
And it's great stuff. It's the mix of items from the bread and pastry to the produce side to the meat and seafood and poultry, all critical to be able for us to offer a nutritional balance to our the community we work with.
Walmart will also donate $250 million for refrigerated trucks and to fund such things as summer feeding programs. The donation comes as demand for food aid is on the rise. The Agriculture Department says 49 million Americans struggled to get enough food in 2008. Pam Fessler, NPR News, Washington.
The nation's trade gap widened in March. The Commerce Department says exports and imports grew, though the rise in imports was much larger, pushing the trade shortfall up 2.5% to just under $40.5 billion. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News, in Washington.